This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
All right.
Listen up. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Here's In the Bonus with Doug Gottlieb.
Doug Gottlieb Show. In the Bonus. Talk Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. You're ready for Thanksgiving. All the vittles, all the food, all the dessert, and definitely all of the football. You'll hear from Colin Cowherd on Justin Herbert. You'll hear from Dan Patrick on Zach Wilson, and you'll hear from Brady Quinn on the college football expansion. We got a great list of your annoying, and we have Aaron Rodgers talking about retirement in a way that you will only hear right here in the bonus because we can. I really am enjoying the podcast only hour. I hope, and I've gotten great response from so many of you on social media at Gottlieb Show, Twitter, Instagram, and of course, Facebook. It's the Doug Gottlieb Show Facebook page. I love the feedback, and some of it is telling stories that maybe you've previously heard me tell. And my son will always give me crap like, "Dad, I've heard that story before." I'm getting to that age now where it's like, man, I've been doing this long enough that I've told some of these stories multiple times, but this one is actually a new one. So Zach Wilson was benched today, and I didn't like what Robert Saleh said yesterday, and we talked about it in the podcast, where it felt like, you know, he didn't come down hard enough on Zach Wilson and didn't force him to understand how he needed to make a change in what he was saying and how he was saying it. But it's a really kind of important and interesting sort of thing where I have beliefs in my own job. And
I'm not going to sit here and lie to you guys and tell you that I haven't made mistakes, haven't done things or said things or, you know, gotten in crosshairs with people during my career. And it's one of those things where you have to not only learn from it, but you should share it with a younger generation. And it doesn't mean that they're going to understand or accept your stories or your guidance or whatever, but it does mean that you should on some level, say it, right? Say something and tell people something. And yesterday we played for you Booger McFarland saying that Zach Wilson grew up rich, so he hadn't dealt with adversity. I thought it was incredibly unfair. And I know what you're thinking, like, well, you grew up with money. Like, actually, I didn't. And adversity rears its head in a bunch of different ways. It doesn't mean that he can't be right about Zach Wilson not understanding, not struggling with adversity or whatever. That doesn't mean he's not right. But the idea that because he grew up affluent, he can't deal with adversity, like, all right, well, you know, Peyton Manning didn't grow up poor. That's for sure. I think you could kind of go through the NFL and you will find that more and more, a lot of these quarterbacks from all different sorts of backgrounds, they're not growing up in a nearly as difficult a fashion as many of the previous generation grew up. I think one of the reasons that quarterbacks from all races and all backgrounds are starting to produce at the NFL level is that there's access to training that there wasn't access to 20 years ago, right? I mean, John Elway, was he great and talented? Yes, but he also, his dad was a coach. So he had access to coaching and training at a younger age than anybody else, right? Dealing with adversity, it's hard. There's a great quote out there, a great kind of little speech or whatever from, what's the coach's name? Drinkowitz at Missouri. And he talked about dealing with adversity. It's really interesting. I don't think it has to do with affluence. I don't. I think this is a generational problem. But I don't think the generational problem is the generation that's getting blamed. How about that? So I want you to think about this for a second. Okay, so Zach Wilson on Sunday performs terribly. Zach Wilson, after the game, was asked if they'd let the defense down. He said no. And what felt like a formality became kind of drug out, and it wasn't until today that the team was informed that he was going to be benched. So there's a bunch of layers to it. The first layer to it is this, right? The generation that struggles with adversity is the adult generation. Is that, help me out, Jason Stewart. Am I Gen X? Is that what I am? I'm not a millennial. Am I Gen X? Is that
Gen accurate? X, I think, what? I think anyone born in the 70s is Gen X, right? Mm-hmm. And before then, the baby boomers, but yeah.
Okay.
We are Gen X.
Yeah, so Gen X is the problem, not the millennials. They're not the problem. Do you know why? Because kids, like, you ever heard the expression in football, you're either coaching it or allowing it? It's the same thing in parenting, right? Kid gets in trouble in school, comes home, gets in trouble. And what's the first thing that most, not all, most parents do? They listen to the kid and they question the teacher. I've done it before. I've kind of caught myself before. Like, why am I questioning the teacher? Like, I want to be fair to my kid and understand there are, you know, kind of two sides to the story, but not so much that I should take my son's word for it over that of an educator. This is an us problem. This is an adult problem. I don't know how Zach Wilson was raised. I don't. I'm not going to sit here, but I am going to be critical of how he's raised, because if he was raised in the proper fashion, he's been through the adversity, he would have known, like, you can't say what he said. And I understand, like, some of you are saying, what do you mean? It's not like he, not like he went Kanye. No. But on a football team, and a group of 53 grown men that are professionals, and they, and one side gives up 53 and you score three, and one side gives up three and you score three, when you're asked that question, it's very easy. You take on the blame. I've said this before. This is the difference between kids and adults, right? Kids say it's everybody else's problem. The adult is supposed to say, you know what? That's on me. That's on me. But we don't do that. Our generation, in your 40s, in your 50s, for whatever reason, we don't do it. That if your kid is sitting on the bench, it's got to be the coach's fault. If your kid screws up in school, it's got to be the teacher's fault. Heck, we do it. We blame the commissioner. We blame everybody other than ourselves. And when you surrender to the fact that you are partially or maybe even most of the blame, and honestly, even when it's not to blame, you're not to blame, you should, as quarterback, accept responsibility. I just had a great conversation on the phone with a high-powered college football coach, and we were just talking about this exact same thing, and he just said, it's not their generation, it's our generation, that we protect our kids from adversity. That's why everybody transfers. That's why guys change teams in the NFL so quick. They force their way out of situations. And again, there are times in which it's a bad situation. There are times in which you're never going to play. But high school level, kids are moved around. Youth sports. If you're not playing Johnny, well, then Johnny's going to a different team. If Johnny's not playing, then it's got to be the coach's problem. Happens in youth sports, happens in high school sports, happens in travel sports, happens in college. And then it happens in the pros. It's an us problem. And I think, and this is more guessing out there, I think it's because so many of us think that our kid and their performance is a reflection upon us and our parenting and us and our genes and us and our child rearing, that we want them to look and be perfect because we're so concerned about us and how we feel and how we look and how we appear to the rest of the world. And maybe it's, again, you put in social media as well, because social media is all bullshit, right? Nobody looks that good, yet filters. Nobody's life is that good. I mean, Tom Brady is a perfect example. Right? Perfect example. If you watch the Facebook show, if you follow him on social media, like, man, Tom Brady looks like an unbelievable dad. They got an amazing relationship. That thing seems to work. And now they're divorced. Because things aren't what they seem on social media. And I know we've been told that. I know everybody seems to know that. But for whatever reason, we just can't really, truly get it through to our subconscious that we're the problem, that social media is not real, that perfection is not truly attainable. It's great to try for it, but it's not attainable. That adversity is good for you, right? I mean, now they're paying high school athletes, college athletes, this need to get paid. Think of your favorite times in college. How many of them involved money? None of them. None of them. None of them. And going through tough times teaches you things. If you don't learn from a loss, if you don't learn from getting benched, if you don't learn from getting divorced, if you don't learn from losing a job, well then, you know, like, it, what do they say? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I don't know. I look at the Zach Wilson thing, and I think it's a direct reflection on how he was raised, but it has nothing to do with the affluence of his parents. It has to do with how all of us as parents, and this doesn't mean 100%, but a good, healthy percentage, how we try and shield our kids from adversity. And we shield them from adversity, what happens? When they face adversity, they don't know how to handle it. And if you think about it, most people, the first time you handle anything, you don't handle well. Right? You don't handle well. So the first part to it is, Zach Wilson not handling adversity well is a direct reflection of a generational problem, but we all blame the millennials. It's really Gen X. That's the problem. Second part to it is this. When you're struggling at work, you know what you can't do? You can't make it easy for them to fire you. You know? You can't make it easy for them to fire you. This is the big thing. You know, if you're not throwing touchdown passes, you know what you can't do? You can't lose the locker room with some comments. If you're struggling at work, you know what you can't do? You can't be the guy who's late to a huge meeting. You can't. I mean, look, I'll be totally honest with you. I'm at CBS, and it's my third year there. And there's a guy there who I like a great deal, Dan Weinberg. Okay? And Dan was in charge of scheduling. And he was nice enough to invite me and a couple other guys to a meeting on the west side of New York to talk about scheduling for the next year in college basketball. And like, hey, who are the teams we want to get? What are the matchups we want to create? It was an unbelievable opportunity. And I was in kind of a weird place in basketball with them. I just was. And I was trying to get it to a better place. And I was going to drive in because the location of the meeting wasn't really train or subway friendly. When I trained in, it would be to the Grand Central. Then you got to go across town to the Penn Station. Then you got to get in the subway. In this case, it would have been the subway to the Upper West Side where the meeting was, not to Midtown. But either way, I didn't feel comfortable with where it was. And it appeared, hey, look, it's right off of, you know, it's right off the West Side Highway. No problem. And I probably left 10 minutes later than I should have. And of course, there was an accident, followed by another accident, followed by another accident, followed by massive traffic. And though I was texting and calling and telling them I was running late, I end up probably 30 minutes late. 30 minutes late. And they were completely and totally gracious. But the next year when the scheduling time came around, nobody called and asked me. Right? Because I made it easy for them. Because I was the one who was late. Which, being late is disrespectful. You know, being late makes it easy. Zach Wilson made it easy. He was not playing well. He's completing 55% of his passes this year, just like 55% of his passes last year. He's not showing the improvement that the rest of the team is showing. And he has a very good running game and a very good defense. And nobody expects him to be perfect. You just want to see a level of improvement. But the way in which he handled himself after the game on Sunday made it easy for Robert Saleh to say this.
So the big thing I want to make sure I address on this one, just want to make sure you guys all listen to this very carefully, please. Zach's career here is not over. I know that's going to be the narrative. I know that that's what everybody wants to shout out, and that's not even close to the case. The intent, the full intent, is to make sure Zach gets back on the football field at some point this year. When that is, I'll make that decision. I'm going to take it day to day. Is it a small step back? Absolutely, for him. But do I think it's going to be a great leap forward when he does get a chance to reset himself? Absolutely. So this is not putting a nail in his coffin. This is not that. It's not even close to that.
What this is he's going to have to earn it back. He's going to have to earn it back. I think it's actually a really good thing how Robert Saleh is approaching it, right? Everybody thinks it's the final thing. And maybe it is. If is it Mike White? If he comes in, he lights up the world and he has the locker room, boy, it's going to be really, really hard. It's going to be really, really difficult. But Zach Wilson's still the number two overall pick. This is very early on in his career. There's still life left. How you handle this, are you going to, if you pout, if you show up late to meetings, if you act like you think it's over, it definitely will be. And the lesson is you can't make it easy for people. You just can't make it easy for somebody to fire you. You just can't make it easy for somebody to move on from you. You know? You're screwing up in your relationship, you got to make it really hard for somebody to move on. If you want it, you know, you want to make it work. If you're struggling in your job, you got to make it really hard for them to get rid of you. You got to show that you really, really want it. If you're struggling in personal relationships, if you're struggling at work, if you're struggling in sports, it's all kind of the same thing. Make it as difficult as possible for them to move on from you if you want it to happen. But it'll be interesting because this is some major adversity to Zach Wilson. And to this point, he has, and this is where I would agree with Booger, he has shown that he is incapable of dealing with adversity to this point.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Let's get to what the Fox said.
And now...
This is Colin Cowherd talking about Justin Herbert in response to Emmanuel Acho and his take that Justin Herbert is a social media QB.
Does coaching matter? I don't know. I'm watching Tua this year, and I think it does. I'm watching the Saints without Sean Payton this year. I'm watching the Giants pivot from Joe Judge to Brian Daboll. Does coaching matter? In 2.5 years, Justin Herbert has had coaches who I think have undercoached him. So there's a difference between excuses and reasons. In 2.5 years quarterbacking, Justin Herbert's defenses have been ranked 23rd, 29th, and 29th. And because of that, he leads the NFL. The Chargers as a team lead the NFL since Justin Herbert arrived with 9 blown fourth quarter leads. Atlanta's second. Why? Because he's often watching somebody get the ball, come back, and take the lead from him. Against a terrible defense. 29th last year, 29th this year. That's the first thing. So the other thing to remember, he is asked to mostly win shootouts. Herbert, with a bad defense, who has to outscore teams, His two best receivers, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, have missed 9 starts. He's not getting help on the defensive side, and he doesn't have his 2 targets. I think there's a big gap between reasons and excuses. Tua now has a brilliant offensive coach. Jalen Hurts has a loaded roster and lots of support on the defensive side. Justin Herbert's got a bad defense. His star receivers aren't available. And once again, he's staring at 5-5.
I think Emmanuel Acho's take on Justin Herbert is the worst take in all of sports going right now. Okay? Because what it does, and even Colin, who appropriately put, like, have we noticed? First of all, nobody wins with a bad defense. They have a bad defense. But let's just take the let's take out the fact that the defense can't stop anybody, that they're 29th in defense. Okay? He made the comparison of Tua Tagovailoa. Okay? And he did not point out, imagine if Tua Tagovailoa didn't have Tyreek Hill up until this point and didn't have Jalen Waddle with exception of 2 games or 3 games in the year. And Jalen Waddle got 1 catch and then sat out. Imagine if your tight ends were also injured. Oh, yeah, and imagine if your starting left tackle, who's an all-pro as a rookie, was out for the year. And then there are 2 other linemen who have been out. Okay, so imagine those things. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the Kansas City interception was not close to being on him. Otherwise, they win that game. It's the worst take I've ever heard. Because here's all you need to say. He's not a social media quarterback. Every fucking GM in the NFL would take Justin Herbert over Tua Tagovailoa. Every fucking one. And your job as an analyst and a former professional football player is not just to have an opinion based upon watching games. You're allowed to have that opinion. You're like, you don't think. And by the way, if you watch those games and you don't think Justin Herbert is really, really good, I'll grant you, he makes some mistakes. He misreads some things. He does. Okay? But the good is far outweighs the bad. If you don't think, what you got to do is you got to have friends in the NFL. I mean, I didn't play in the NFL. I didn't play high school football. Okay, I played football growing up. So what I do is when I think something, I call people. I text people. I have a really good friend who was a director of player personnel for a team who's currently, he's in the sport, but he's not a director of player personnel. I text him. I have a couple of GMs that I text. I have a couple of coaches. I have a quarterback coach who's a really good friend of mine. I got these people, and I text them, and what you think? And when I send them tapes like this, what they say is, please don't send me this because I can't handle that this is what somebody would actually talk about. It's literally the worst take in sports. There's no worse takes. Like the takes of LeBron and Jordan, like, look, if you want LeBron to be the second or third best player, or even Jordan to be, he has a take, by the way, I think he has Jordan. Somebody has Jordan as the third best. Oh, it's Nick Wright. Is Jordan is the third best player of all time. Like, whatever. That's a bad take, but okay. Like he can form. It's not like he's the worst player ever or not top 5. Like, whatever. Like Justin Herbert is an awesome quarterback. He's going to sign a contract that's probably bigger than any other quarterback. And then, of course, it'll be at some point passed. Everybody concludes this except for one guy. So I almost feel like it's not worth validating response, with the exception of the fact that Colin appropriately put, doesn't feel like they're all that well coached on defense. Plus, the defense has had injuries. You know, you don't have Joey Bosa. They're missing some other guys. Offensively, dude, you're missing your left tackle. You're missing your starting center part of the season. You know, you're missing your tight ends most of the season. You're missing your best wide receiver, Pro Bowl, all-pro level wide receiver up until this past game, right? So what are we actually talking about? No one would take Tua over Justin Herbert. No one. Tua's having a nice year. He's having a very good year. He's playing at a high level. But if your argument is, simply result of the team oriented, and you played professional football, and you want to position yourself as a football analyst because you played football. I mean, again, I can only this is not personal in any way. I will point this out. Emmanuel Acho, early in the season, said, hey, the thing about the Big 12, nobody stops anybody. He was talking about, you know, Oklahoma State or whatever. I mean, I only know this because it's my school. Like, bro, I know you played for Texas, but did you know that Oklahoma State last year was second in the country in defense? Like, this is not that hard. So this is me saying this. It's the worst take in sports. I won't validate it anymore. I'm not telling you Justin Herbert's the best. I think Pat Mahomes has had the best season. And by the way, there were people, his brother, who didn't put Pat Mahomes as a top five quarterback coming in the season. So apparently apple trees make apples. I don't know. But all I can tell you is that this is not my opinion because I'm a Charger fan and I watch every game and they break my heart all the time. This is not Jason Stewart's opinion, who's a Charger fan. I'm telling you the opinion of football people. It's a laughably bad argument. Laughably. It's the type of argument that if you don't like, it's like, look, I had a bad take on Steph Curry being a pro. The difference in that is, one, played the sport, did Steph Curry's games when I was in college, and the opinion was based upon somebody who had watched, and I had talked to some people. Most people actually did kind of disagree with me, but no one thought he was going to be the MVP, undisputed MVP of the league and a champion to this level and the greatest shooter in the history of the sport and this type of game-changing player. No one. Okay? But I would also tell you, like, yeah, I mean, in hindsight, it's wrong. It's inarguably wrong. He's inarguably wrong, and he keeps making the same take. And there's, like, tape and numbers and stats and things and people to point out that you're wrong, and yet that's his take. Go ahead, Jason. You want to clarify what the take is?
Just for listeners who aren't familiar, Emmanuel Acho went on his show Speak on FS1 and said that Justin Herbert is a social media sensation. In other words, you only see the great plays. He makes the big throws on social media. They don't show interceptions or bad decisions on social media. So Justin Herbert is overrated because of that, because he gets a lot of run on social media and you don't see his faults.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, he said, you know, doesn't win. Here we are 3 years in a row. They're not in playoff. By the way, they are in playoff contention. By the way, last year, I mean, here's the thing. Last year, they didn't make the playoffs. How'd Justin Herbert play against the Raiders the last game of the season there, Jason Stewart?
The final game of the season was incredible, right?
It was one of the most incredible games anyone had ever seen. Why'd they lose?
Because they can't stop anybody.
They can't fucking stop anybody. They couldn't fucking stop a cold. I mean, they couldn't stop anybody. It is embarrassing. Hey, you just run the football. It couldn't stop them. Couldn't stop anybody. I actually think they were 30th in defense, not 29th. I think they're 29th this year. There are 32 teams in the NFL. No one wins with the 29th ranked defense. Nobody. It doesn't exist. Go and look that stat up. It's such a bad take. And he keeps making it. So I don't know what to do there. I don't know what his energy behind it is. Like, what is the, why is that a fight that you would pick? Is it because they were in the same draft class? Is it because the feeling is that, I don't know. I can't figure it out. It's a really, really bad take. And it's the last. We will discuss it. All right, here's Dan Patrick. Was I too strong there? Is that going to cause us to have some trouble?
I don't think there's any such thing as being too strong or too passionate here. I do like the difference in the energy, though. You know, you were very methodical and deliberate when laying out the problem with Gen X and Zach Wilson and everything. Mm-hmm. And then you get on this topic and you are 100 miles an hour. So I'm glad I added that sound just to get you a little amped up, get your blood up a little bit.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes, Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
It's our favorite part of every show. We call it...
And now, it's your annoying.
All right, Jay Stu. I believe you have three candidates. I will be the selector of who's annoying today.
Okay, so of the three candidates today, I have a couple returnees. First one being Melvin Gordon. I don't know if you saw this, but obviously he got released by the Broncos this week after fumbling again in short yardage. So Melvin Gordon went on Twitter or social media yesterday and had this like really bad Photoshop of him in the white Bronco where AC Cowlings drove OJ on the 405 freeway. He put himself in the picture with a nonsensical caption about something about y'all fans and I'm out of here or something like that. I don't understand what the OJ reference is first and foremost, but I'm always going to go back to that person during the Super Bowl who said to me, Melvin Gordon is barely in the NFL. He acts like he should be an RB1 and getting all the carries. You're annoying, Melvin Gordon, for many reasons. And I need some kind of explanation on the O.J. Simpson meme. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
There's never O.J. Simpson meme. It's not quite the level, but it's similar. Like it's like a Hitler meme. Like what are you doing? Right? Like that's just one of those. Why would you even consider possibly going there? Okay, that's on the list. What else you got?
Sean McVay is a repeated person on this segment. And I will say this. The way he's handled the running backs this season is atrocious. I will say that my bias is that I had Cam Akers as my first running back in one of my drafts. But they're the worst running team in football. And I think a lot of it has to do with the decision-making by him. Not only the play calling, but like you sit Cam Akers with some punitive measure for half the season. You just cut Henderson yesterday, who leads your team in rushing. And now what do we do? Like Sean McVay, for a multitude of reasons this year, you're annoying. But the most recent one is you just cut your leading rusher and you're last in the NFL in rushing.
Okay. That's two. What else?
Vikings. Mm-hmm. The Vikings, to me, represent what the NFL has become. The Vikings are frustrating. They're at times impossible to watch. And first and foremost, you never know what you're going to get when you turn on the game. The Vikings will lose 40-3 to Dallas, and they'll beat the Bills. You just never know, and it's frustrating. To me, as somebody who just consumes the product, I don't gamble on the games. Just watching the NFL this year, you want a certain level of predictability. And the Vikings, to me, are just completely nonsensical. Like, they don't make any sense to me. They play tomorrow night. Do you know who's going to win, Doug?
Not the Vikings.
But how do you know?
'Cause it's a primetime game.
My point is, nobody knows. Watch, they're going to win 50-0 tomorrow.
Okay, so in the you're annoying, I'm going to go with Melvin Gordon. Just the you get cut because you have a fumbling problem, and I would agree, he acts like he is Derrick Henry, you know? And really, ego got the best of him. You know, I don't know who advised him, but if you remember back when he was with the Chargers, their first overall pick, they offered him a contract extension. I think it was in the $8 or $9 million a year variety. He wanted top of the market in the $13 million a year variety. They let him go free, and he never was close to making that money, and he's never been close to that level of production. It was a lose-lose from both the Chargers' perspective and his perspective. But more than anything, OJ on a meme without explanation. Yeah, dude, no sense of self and no sense of what you should and shouldn't do. Melvin Gordon, you're annoying. You know, this is, in fact, a podcast, so we can do stuff no one else can do. That's why we do things that we can only do here.
Why are we doing this? Why do I? Because we can.
All right, because we can, this is Aaron Rodgers talking about retirement.
But to sit here and say, oh, no, it's all ball all the time and blah, 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 bullshit. Like, I mean, I don't know. That's not the way I am. Like there's life after football, and there's life outside of football even during the season that I think it's important to keep that balance.
So the obvious part is dropping a BS, which we can only do here. But the other part to it is Aaron Rodgers talking sort of candidly about retirement, about the likelihood of a struggle retirement-wise, which does open some of the doors to you thinking, okay, does that mean he's going to retire? It's you know, we're going to have a year annoying without any question in the offseason if he doesn't address it the day their season is done. But I find it really hard to believe that Aaron Rodgers would make such a deal about a contract if he's not going to fulfill the part of the contract which pays him $58 million next year. Why did we play that? Complete with the BS in its full uncensored variety? Because we can. All right, now it's time for our list of the day. List of the day.
It's time for the list of the day.
I'm on the list.
Oh, snap. Why didn't you say so?
Okay, list of the day is the top five things. Okay, top five things you plan to eat your favorite things to eat on Thanksgiving. Ramos, I want you to think of yours. Chase Du, I want you to think of yours. I will start with mine. Here comes number five.
Number five.
Turkey. Okay, now, I would never rank turkey number one. I'm a dark meat guy because for most of my adult life. White meat was or my childhood. My mom would make a turkey. She'd always roast it in the oven, and I always felt like the white meat was dry. I've always been a kind of dark meat guy. I don't dig on a lot of turkey, but you have to have a little bit of the turkey to go with all of the rest of the vittles, if you will.
Number four.
Macaroni and cheese. Now, macaroni and cheese was not a staple of my childhood. It wasn't until I got to Oklahoma State my sophomore year when Patsy Sutton, the late Patsy Sutton, would come up to us a week before Thanksgiving, and we had a card left on all of our chairs in the locker room, and you would fill out the card over your favorite recipe from home. And she would call your mom or your grandma or whoever the recipe came from, and we'd all eat at the country club. And when we went out to the country club, there was a gigantic vat of two or three different recipes of macaroni and cheese. Again, I didn't grow up macaroni and cheese, but if you've had macaroni and cheese, it's kind of amazing, especially with the whole other stuff that comes with it. Macaroni and cheese at a solid number four.
Number three.
To me, the desserts, and I know this may be a bit of a cop-out to some that I'm not going to list one individual dessert. I know some people think the desserts is the number one part. I'm usually so full I can only have a small piece, and then you go back later for a bigger piece of pie. But usually pies, whatever your dessert is, that's a really, really strong number three.
Number two.
Mashed potatoes. And you're like, wait, mashed potatoes? Yes, they're necessary. Okay? A strong also receiving votes is cranberries. I like the canned cranberry sauce but again, it's all about the flavors mixing together. If you're one of these people that eats things individually, you may not agree with some of this stuff. But when you mix them all together, you need this stuff. Sweet potatoes are acceptable. Any sort of potato dish, I'm going to list at number two. The potatoes, sweet potatoes obviously add a sweetness to it, but the potatoes are fairly plain and mute. And when you add in the difference in the flavors in the mac and cheese, the turkey, and then and wait for what we have last, that's number two.
Number one.
Dressing. There's a difference between dressing and stuffing. Stuffing is stuffed in the turkey. Dressing is oftentimes the same substance, and it's cooked outside the turkey in its own sort of ceramic ware, if you will, right? That dressing is gold. It just brings everything together. You don't need the hot bread, the hot rolls, because the dressing is made of bread, and it just soaks up all the flavors and you eat it together. That's your list of the day. It's now time for our pick of the day. I think you'll love it. Pick of the day is an easy one. Cincinnati takes on Louisville tonight in college basketball. If you haven't been following Louisville basketball, it's okay. I understand college basketball is still very early on, and, you know, everybody kind of looks the same, and you're trying to figure out who transferred where and what they have going for them. Louisville is all kinds of awful. Kenny Payne inherited a tough situation, and they didn't go all in on the NIL or nearly enough. They got beat by Texas Tech 70-38. This is after getting beat by Arkansas 80-54. Previously playing home games, they lost to Bellarmine, non-division one, Wright State, and App State, both by a point. Okay, those are low majors. Louisville is a historically great program that just, 10 years ago, won a national championship. They play Cincinnati. This is Wes Miller's second year. Cincinnati hasn't been great. They got beat by Eastern Kentucky on the mainland, and they lost to Arizona by 8. They lost to Ohio State yesterday. Lost to Ohio State yesterday by, I think it was 28 points. So you would think that Cincinnati losing yesterday by 28 points, they're an 8.5-point favorite to Louisville. Man, Louisville's got a chance to win this game. They don't. Louisville stinks. They're awful. I would guess the Florida A&M game is probably their most likely chance to win a game this year. That's how bad they are. Cincinnati, -8.5. You're welcome. There's your pick of the day. All right, that's going to do it for our In the Bonus podcast. I want to do this two things. One, you know, look, it's a day of thanks. I want to first thank John Ramos. I started working here 5 years ago. I'm sure he's had a bad day. I don't remember being able to feel like John ever had a bad day, right? John, you are an absolute joy to work with. I am thankful for our time together. Jason Stewart, we've only been together, working together. It's not been a year yet, right? When did you start?
No, it's been 15 months. Came out more
really?
Before last season. Yeah.
Okay. But here's what people don't know, and maybe I shouldn't say it, but I wanted Jason to start with this going back almost 2 years ago. And I recall the conversation, but it was one of those like, all I needed was Jason to say he wanted to do it and it would have been done 2 years ago, right? But I can't tell you how happy it makes me to have daily conversations with you as my producer. And I've had Adam Klug, my longtime producer. Jeremiah Crow was one of my producers. He's up at KNBR in Northern California. Adam's down in San Diego. He runs that Padres station. So a couple things are, obviously, you work with me and you're going to become a superstar. Jason's already been a superstar. But I don't know. It's really, really fun to do the show with you. And then Dan Beyer and the daily conversations, your engagement in sports, the amount of knowledge, the ability to pick up where I left off or on days where I need a little bit of help. Dan, you've been great. I love my crew. I can't say that I've ever been in a situation where any 3, 4, 5 guys, when you guys are off, any one of you are off, I don't feel like I'm nearly, or this show is nearly as good. And that speaks to the quality of your work and the quality of our relationship together. This show is way better than it has ever been previously. And it's been good, you know, it's been good, but it's what all three of you guys bring to the table. I am sincerely and truly grateful and thankful for working with you guys and your hard work on a daily basis. Have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Today is the anniversary of my father's passing, so it should give you a chance to listen to these words from somebody that loses somebody really close to him. Is, you know, don't take it for granted. Don't just tell them that you love them. Tell them what you love about them. Make sure they know that you know them as a person, their quirks, their good, their bad, and that you appreciate them. Because there may be a Thanksgiving dinner in the near future, hopefully in the distant future, that they're not with you. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is In the Bonus.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.